God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
There used to be a saying, let go and let God. My new adage is, wake up and thank God. Amen. And so every morning when I wake up, before I get out of the bed, I thank God. And one of the things I thank God this morning for was for this event. This is my fifth event, fifth retirement gathering. And I don't know if Bob or Bill, if every annual conference has this during this time of the year. But I'm glad the Iowa Annual Conference does. And I know everybody can't make it. When I travel around the conference, I'm often running into retired clergy who say, that's just a little too far where we have the event. But I want you to know I'm glad that we do have this gathering. I want to share for a few moments on the subject life together. Life together. Dietrich Bonhoeffer has a little book. I think all of his writings are classic to me, but a book entitled Life Together, and he talks about life together in the Christian community. Hear these words from the Gospel of Matthew, the 22nd chapter. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had left the Sadducees speechless, they met together. One of them, a legal expert, tested him. Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? He replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your mind. This is the first, and this is the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You must love your neighbor as you love yourself. All of the law on the prophets depend on these two commandments. You must love the Lord your God with your heart, all of your heart, with all of your being, with all of your mind. This is the first commandment. The second one is like it. You must love your neighbor as you love yourself. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to
God. I want to introduce you to Derek. Derek is not here with us today. He's living in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm looking forward to connecting with Derek as soon as I can. I met Derek in Denver, Colorado, several weeks ago at the School for Congregational Development. He's on fire for Christ. He has a passion for Christ, and he's in love with the United Methodist Church, a layperson who feels a call now to ministry. Derek is from Ghana, West Africa. He's a trained engineer. Worked for a number of years in Russia and now in Iowa, but he feels a calling to the ministry. And he was invited by some of our conference staff folks, I guess, to join us in Denver, Colorado for the United Methodist School for Congregational Development. Derek told me a little bit of his story about coming to the United States. He said when he first came to the United States, he was in the airport reading his Bible, sitting by himself. And someone came up to him and asked Derek, what are you doing? Derek said, I'm eating breakfast. Some of you missed it. I missed it too when he first told the story. I didn't get what he was reading his Bible and he said, I'm eating breakfast. He said, the Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. He said he happened to be reading the passage in the Gospels where Jesus had told Satan, told the devil, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. He said when they asked him what he was doing, he was reading through his Bible. He says, I'm in love with the Bible. I'm in love with the Lord. I'm in love with Jesus Christ. I'm in love with the Methodist Church. I'm eating my breakfast. Now, you would never believe this, friends. But every now and then I get a letter from folks who are not satisfied with their church or their pastor. not often, not weekly, but at least annually. And I've even had letters where people said, I'm leaving the United Methodist Church because I'm not being fed. Have you ever heard that expression? I'm going to go to the church up the street, you know, the church with all of the cars in the parking lot. Because I don't feel like I'm being fed. And you know, I reflected upon what Derek said. You know, if church starts at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, or even I know you have an early service, 8:30. But even by 8:30, I've already eaten my breakfast, amen? And maybe we are not being fed. Maybe when people are complaining about not being fed, it's because we are not taking the responsibility of getting up in the morning, thanking God for life, and eating our breakfast, feasting on the Word of God. Bonhoeffer, in his book, Life Together, talks about the community of believers being a community that takes serious the sacraments, takes serious the ministry of prayer, takes serious the ministry of presence, takes serious the ministry of sharing. Bishop Scott Jones has a new book entitled Wesleyan Christian, Wesleyan, The Wesleyan Way. And in it, he says, following Christ is a way of life. Wesleyan Christians believe that following Jesus is the best way to live our lives with the maximum of meaning, purpose, and joy. Of the 613 commandments in the Torah, Jesus was asked about their ranking here in the Gospel of Matthew. Of all of these 613 laws, which was the most important? Teacher, what is the greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your mind. That's the first. And the second is not unlike that. In fact, the second is very much like that. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Lutheran theologian Mark Powell says that loving Jesus is really the mission of the church. Everything else is just strategy. And that you can't love God if you don't love neighbor. And if you really love neighbor, you must really love God. In fact, loving God and loving neighbor go hand in hand. The love we experience with God and share with each other in community is a little bit of heaven here on earth. That's what I like about this event. It's a demonstration of the connectional witness of life together. Amen? You are here because you share life together. We share life together. The love we experience with God, and the love that we have received from God, and the love that we share with each other in community, is a little slice of heaven in this life. The hymn writer put it this way: love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down, fix us in thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure, unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation. Enter every single trembling heart. I'm convinced that people don't come to faith because of our superior theological arguments. We can't argue somebody into believing in God. People come to faith because they experience real love in real time from real people. Amen. People don't come to faith because we're so smart, we're so cute, we're so authentic, we're so authoritarian. We have a deep need to be loved, to know that we are cared for, and though we make mistakes, we are not mistakes. I shared that a few days ago when we were meeting with the North Central College of Bishops, who were meeting here in Des Moines. And I took them to the woman at the well, Mitchellville's women's prison. Some of them had never been in a women's prison before. Most had been to prison and jails and so forth. For most of them, it was the first time they'd ever been in a United Methodist Church inside of a prison. In fact, there are only two United Methodist churches in the United States lodged inside of prisons. There are 44 congregations inside of prisons in the U.S. One United Methodist congregation is part of the Iowa Annual Conference. People don't come to faith because of our theological arguments. They come because there's a hunger to be loved and to know that they are loved and to see love in action, to see love in community, and to see love in public. One writer says, love gone public is justice. John Wesley's sermon, The General Spread of the Gospel, makes the point that the biggest obstacle to the spread of Christianity is the behavior of Christians. Ouch. But it's true. Ouch. But it's true. In 1743, Wesley stated three general rules to clarify beliefs of the Methodist movement. Bishop Reuben Job, who served the Iowa Annual Conference, summarized them as the three simple rules: do no harm, do good, stay in love with God. Life Together by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He says that for Christians, the beginning of the day should not be burdened and oppressed with besetting concerns for the day's work. At the threshold of each day stands the Lord who made that day. How simple and yet so profound. At the beginning of each day should not be the litany of all of our worries and concerns. Grandchildren, doctor's appointments, predictions of the future, Affordable Care Act. At the beginning of each day stands the God who made that day and declares that we are beloved. Meekness, holding one's tongue, and the ministry of listening are all part of Life Together, according to Bonhoeffer. The ministry of helpfulness, the ministry of prayer, the ministry of bearing each other's burdens. Galatians 6:2, bear each other's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. The ministry of proclamation. Derek, who is from Ghana, says one day he hopes to be able to stand before people and proclaim the goodness of God. Our life together is a sacrament in and of itself. It is the Holy Eucharist in real time, Holy Fellowship, the present moment, the breaking of bread. I remember a few years ago at this event, someone said, Bishop, I like seeing you at this event, but I'm going to tell you the truth. We have good meals here, and so I'm going to keep coming as long as we have good. So, Neil, I hope that we have good meals here today. Representative John Lewis, who was one of the youngest speakers, or the youngest speaker at the March on Washington in 1963, spoke again a few weeks ago at the 50th anniversary of that march. And he said, Congressman Lewis said, there are those who would take us backward to a place where life together is inconceivable. There are people who would take us backwards to a place where we have to fear each other. There are people who would take us backwards to a place where we are not considered part of one human family. I thank God, even as I work on Imagine No Malaria, and even as I work on making good appointments with the appointive cabinet, even as I work on visiting from district to district and congregation to congregation, declaring the love of Jesus Christ, I give thanks for our life together. Amen.